Hey guys, it's Moon Man here. Today let's talk about dinosaurs. In particular, a dinosaur named Therizinosaurus and its relatives called Therizinosaurids. Therizinosaurids are a group coleosaurian theropod dinosaurs without characteristics such as being plant-eating herbivore theropods for one, which is unusual since most theropod dinosaurs outside of birds were mostly strict carnivores. Therizinosaurids are characterized by long necks, wide torsos, and large sickle claws on their arms, and long woolly feathers. Therizinosaurs spanned from the early to the end of the Cretaceous period, 130 to 66 million years ago, possibly to the end of the reign of dinosaurs. Different species of Therizinosaurs lived on the continents North America, in what is now the West United States, and in Asia, which is now Mongolia and China. Now let's talk about how the animal lived and its features. Therizinosaurs were believed to be fat, sluggish plant eaters that slouched around all day eating plants and taking naps, the lazy bastards. The species Therizinosaurus in particular weighed up to 4.5 tons, 23 feet in length and 10 feet tall. One of the most unique features about the animal was its claws and odd appearance for a theropod dinosaur, so let's discuss the animal's claws first, the defining feature. Therizinosaurs had huge three-digit claws about 2 to 3 feet long at max. These claws were most likely used for obvious reasons such as self-defense against a tyrannosaur called Tarbosaurus it coexisted with. The fact that the animal was large and moved slow would mean it would always have to choose fight over flight, and those claws come in great hand for stabbing and slicing other dinosaurs. However, a second reason for the claws may have been for feeding purposes. Therizinosaurus would use its giant claws to manipulate small trees and cut down leaves, vines, and fruit from trees so Therizinosaurus could consume them easier and navigate through dense vegetation and get the most successful food contents out of it. Then the third reason is that the claws may have attracted mates, but it seems unlikely due to both genders having them. However, maybe male Therizinosaurs have had colorful claws to woo in a female Therizinosaur. Even another theory about its claws being used to harness termites from the ground. However, this is unlikely since an animal that big would have trouble being an insectivore, unless that was only a small part of its diet. Therizinosauroids were plant eaters based on their skull design not having sharp teeth. The dinosaur Therizinosaurus in particular was never found with a fossilized skull, but based on phylogenetics, the science of basing features of related animals, it strongly suggests Therizinosaurus had a long neck and short head, like a sauropod dinosaur with teeth built for eating plants. However, early Therizinosaurs of the early Cretaceous 125 million years ago, like Bapiaosaurus, had eaten meat and plants in a transitional omnivore phase. Somewhere along the evolutionary tree, Therizinosaurs became more herbivorous. This dinosaur also had a weird posture compared to most theropods based on its hip and spine. It actually has a posture somewhat similar to the hideously outdated kangaroo-looking dinosaur reconstructions of the early 20th century. However, this is probably only in the large Therizinosaurs. Now let's talk about the animal's head. There is no Therizinosaurus skull that has ever been found. However, other Therizinosaur species, like Bapiaosaurus and Nothronychus, and a few others had preserved fossilized skulls, so we can have an understanding of the animal's head. It indicates what I mentioned earlier about a long neck and tiny head with a beak and teeth designed for eating plants. Okay, now let's talk about feathers. All Therizinosaurs had proto-feathers called filamentous feathers based on direct evidence of fossilized feathers from Bapiaosaurus. Because Therizinosaurs are Maniraptorian coleosaurian dinosaurs related to ornithomimid theropod dinosaurs, which are known to also have downy feathers, which is the same kind of modern plumage birds have, so it is possible Therizinosaurs had wings and complex feather displays, but the only direct evidence points to more basic forms of feathers. However, like I mentioned earlier, woolly long feathers existed on Bapiaosaurus, something that is considered a lost evolutionary path in feathers that is not seen in modern birds. This gives us a good understanding of the realization that dinosaurs are far more bird-like animals than they are traditional reptiles. In fact, the best way to look at dinosaurs is a transitional animal between reptiles and birds. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this episode on Therizinosaurus. Vote 5.